The chief strategist at Microsoft talks Office 2010, the Google Chrome operating system, and the future of Windows. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Microsoft yesterday announced it will make lightweight web-based versions of the Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote programs as part of Office 2010, the next version of its suite of Office applications. The internet-based applications are part of an Office 2010 push into collaborative document making, according to Microsoft chief researcher and strategist Craig Mundy.
Well, one of the big things that we see happening now is the convergence of the traditional things that people associated with personal computing, like word processing and spreadsheets and other types of business-related activities, with the communications capability that they historically thought about as their phone. You know, we see a lot of merging taking place between video telephony, audio telephony, instant messaging, the popular communications paradigms, and the idea that people want to work together. This is particularly true in a society today that cares more and more about being green and want to cut down on travel. And so the idea that we can support remote collaboration as something that includes both the communication part as well as the work part in a multi-party environment, that's one of the major focuses in the next generation of Office.
Let's talk about operating systems now, if we could. Google last week made this announcement about plans for a new operating system. What is Microsoft's long-term thinking about its own operating system business? Where do you see it going sort of past Windows 7?
The computer itself is going to change in quite substantive ways in the next 3 to 5 years. And with that will come a new level of capability to make it easier for people to interact with computers, to put computing, you know, in more places in people's lives and to make it a more natural experience for how they interact with it. In my mind, the evolution of our operating systems will naturally track forward with these improved capabilities in the underlying hardware and the devices that people will use to access computing. And that will give us, you know, many new capabilities in the future, including what we call a natural user interface, where you can speak to the computer and it can speak back, where it has, you know, machine vision through cameras. And, you know, there'll be many, many more components of human-like interaction in our vision of the future.
Do you have the same kind of vision in any way that Google seems to have about an operating system that essentially just controls one or two applications like a browser and then everything else is done inside the browser?
You know, my own belief is that we'll ultimately find that model is probably too restrictive. I don't have any visibility into what Google's new operating system might be, but, you know, they've already put out Android for the phone. In that case, that their model for the phone already has evolved to be a lot more traditional, I'll say, or a lot like Microsoft's operating system. So we'll have to see how their new efforts evolve over time. But I think as you contemplate the arrival of these more powerful machines, you know, in many classes of devices, you know, I don't think at the end of the day everything will be accessed through a browser.
Craig Mundy is chief researcher and strategist at Microsoft. The company has opened up Office 2010 to a larger group of beta testers. The web applications are set to go to beta testers next month. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.